Right.
Exactly.
Okay.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome back.
What shall we discuss?
Several things. We'll start with the threshold, and I'll give you my impression.
Very well.
I believe that I'm through, and now trying to get adjusted and get used to this new way of being.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And it is, you know, it is quite different because with the reaction versus the response, it makes me wonder, well, then where does the emotion go? You know, it's, you know, you're not saying that I'm never going to be angry again. Or are you?
What I am expressing without reaction, there continues to be challenges, there continues to be surprise, there continues to be intrigue and puzzles, but anger, no. Now understand that there is a difference between frustration and anger. Therefore, in certain situations that may be challenging in certain capacities, you may feel frustrated temporarily or briefly, but an expression of anger, no.
Which is a good example when Bubba got up and he was running out the door and was keeping everything in mind and not reacting, and I came back with, well, you know, I wish you wouldn't just get up and run out the door, because there's things I want to go over with you, and, you know, it's like I'm trying to have to remember them all at once. And he came back and he said, well, you know, don't get mad at me because of all the things, you know, I'm not doing for you or something. I said, well, it's frustrating because, you know, I want to talk to you, but you're like up and running out the door. So that's an example of I was frustrated, but not necessarily angry.
Yes.
Okay. And I did feel that, and I did feel the difference. But it is challenging, because it's like, well, if I'm not angry, then what am I? Because I'm so used to being angry, it's like learning a new way of being.
Quite so. Which is the other side of the threshold.
Right. So that's where I got that from. So that was cool.
It is experiencing anew.
Right.
And in that, adjusting to new manners of being, new choices, new experiences, and new expressions, and redefining considerably. For now you are very much so in a position of redefining. Redefining terms, redefining your reality, redefining your experiences. And this beyond redefining, generating new associations and new understandings of what you are doing, and therefore creating a new clarity, as in this example of this expression, not necessarily generating anger, but that is not necessarily to say that you are neutral, that you may be frustrated, or you may be anxious, or you may be overwhelmed, but anger is generated in a moment, as we have discussed, from a lack of choices. There can even be a moderate sense of irritation for you can feel irritated in situations or with subjects that you disagree with. This also is different from anger. You can be irritated, and that being directly related to disagreeing with any particular subject matter, but in that disagreement and that irritation, you also generate a motivation and you listen to yourself. You become, in a manner of speaking, inspired to discover viable avenues or solutions to the situation. Anger does not actually motivate, for anger is an expression that is generated when the individual perceives and feels that they incorporate no choice. Therefore, anger is an expression that is generated when the individual feels entirely disempowered. This is what creates the difference between anger and irritation. You can be irritated, and you can even express irritation in some degrees of extremes at times, dependent upon the degree of your disagreement. But, as I expressed, in that irritation, it very quickly sparks motivation. You are very quickly motivated to engage some action to generate some choice to empower yourself. Anger does not empower you. It does not encourage you. It does not inspire you. It does not empower you. It disempowers you. And, in a manner of speaking, immobilizes. It creates a stop point in which the individual sees no choices. Therefore, without anger, you continue to present yourself with challenging situations, good or bad, in your terms. You continue to motivate yourself, and you continue to surprise and challenge. And in this, as we began to touch upon the subject of reaction, you continue to generate all of these expressions without reaction also. You can dismiss or eliminate reaction and continue to express all of these other expressions, but not as reaction. You may be responding to situations, but responding is different from reaction. Reactions are automatic actions, and reaction is based in threat. And in addition to threat, reaction carries with it the association of consequence. That there is a perceived threat, and with that threat, there is a perceived consequence. You are reacting to what you perceive is threatening, and what may or what you perceive will possibly occur as a consequence to that threat. That is reacting. There is no actual evaluation in reaction. It is an automatic response that does not include actually evaluating the situation or the subject. Responding may include irritation or anxiety or heightened feelings, but not without that avenue of evaluation, not without the avenue of choice. Therefore, without anger and without reaction, you do not become a drone, and you are not emotionless, and you are not without feeling, but you are presented with the opportunity for empowerment in each situation. Anger and reaction shut out that opportunity and do not allow choice and empowerment to be available to you. Therefore, we began in our previous conversation with this touchstone mm-hmm. of reaction. Now, the factor of removing reaction also moves you more and more into the actual expression of your genuine self. For in the expression of your genuine self, there is no reaction, for there is no threat, and therefore there is no consequence. And this is the expression of your freedom to be you and to express in your natural manner in freedom with no threat and with no consequence. Therefore, you began in paying attention to what can potentially spark reaction by obvious outside expressions. I will express that even in situations that you are addressing to inwardly, if there is a factor of reaction, it includes an outside source. It is not entirely an inward situation or addressing to, such as, let us say that an individual is addressing to themselves and is addressing to perhaps a particular familiar association or a particular direction that they engage quite frequently. Let us incorporate the subject of change. And let us say that our individual is not necessarily comfortable with the action of change for the most part.
So we're talking about Petey.
Now, this individual may generate a point in which they begin to recognize that they are not comfortable with the action of change and that it is disturbing to them. Now, this will include an association that motivates that reaction to change. The individual generates experiences that generate associations that become very strong and very solid and perhaps even absolute. And therefore, when the subject of change arises, or when the action of change arises, the individual immediately incorporates an automatic response and recedes. Now, this is not a natural genuine response. Change is innate in consciousness. Therefore, your identification of whether you like it or not is related to an association, which generally is associated with an attachment, and quite definitely related to experiences. In this, the individual may react to changes or may react to the subject of change within themselves and may be addressing to this issue or situation within themselves concerning the subject of change and think that it is an inward subject entirely, but there is an aspect that is associated with an outside source. As I expressed, change is an innate quality and action of consciousness. Therefore, if it is a genuine aspect of yourself, there is no threat, there is no consequence.
So they're remembering a previous instance where it affected them negatively.
An outside source. And that creates the association. And that creates the automatic response. But the point is that you can be reacting to yourself in certain situations and capacities that you may not initially identify what aspect of outside expression is related to that. Therefore, the next step in the movement of that expression of genuine self and your genuine freedom is the recognition of reactions in all forms.
And I did start noticing that in all of that it's not just reacting in one way, it's reacting in all ways. All things that are a reaction. Even a car that cuts me off.
Yes.
It's an immediate reaction because of a threat that I feel to my own car or my own well-being.
Yes. In an extreme example, if you create a flame and you place your hand near the flame and you immediately pull away from the flame, this is a reaction. For you have already generated an association in a negative manner that this is a threat and it contains a consequence. If I touch the flame, I will become burned and that will hurt.
Was the skunk a lesson in this?
In what capacity?
The neighbor's skunk, and that I caught myself moving in the direction of a reaction with Sassy and paying attention to where she was, and then noticed that that was more a reflection of Joyce and Ed and them reacting, and came back to being calm and centered and knowing that she wouldn't be sprayed by the skunk that decided to inhabit under the deck, which I created by their dog being sprayed and my two being fine and me being fine. So I noticed that I didn't have to react in that situation.
And in which you can respond, which will include an action upon your part, but the response includes the ability to evaluate that you do incorporate choice, that you have choice. And in this, you may present yourself with the situation, and your response in some situations or in some capacities may be the same, such as the flame. You may choose to respond to the flame by not placing your hand in it. But as a choice, and knowing that it is a choice, and knowing why you are choosing it, rather than reacting and not empowering yourself and not viewing that you incorporate any choice.
Well, I got that by staying common-centered. I chose to remove this from the situation. But then I also got that I could have reacted and panicked, and in that could have attracted the skunk.
Correct.
To spray them, and then that would have been the consequence.
Correct.
So I did get that.
Precisely.
And by there,
you may choose to remove yourself, but you are empowering yourself with the choice.
Right. And they took away their choice and therefore created getting sprayed yet again.
Correct. And in that, where is the empowerment? What are they doing? They are giving away their empowerment and placing it with the outside source.
Right, which was clearly evident.
Which now the outside source incorporates the power, and the individual incorporates none.
Well, he took it back with a gun and killed it. So. But it didn't. But they could have just as easily created the skunk moving from that area that night and never coming back.
Which is also an example of influences of reactions.
Right.
That when an individual is reacting and is disempowering themselves, it is not unusual for them to subsequently follow that disempowerment with a false empowerment after the fact.
Right.
Which this is a prime example. If the encounter is with the creature of the skunk, and the skunk already has engaged its action of its defense in spraying, in your terms, the damage is already done.
Right.
And to eliminate the skunk subsequent to the damage already being done is fruitless.
Right. Well, but we didn't know it was there. How could I guess their overall manner of being is what attracted it in the first place.
The fear.
Right. But, I mean, they weren't consciously afraid of a skunk coming there, because, like, yesterday she said, in, you know, 46 years of living here, I've never had a skunk attack. But you're talking about fear in other areas of their life, right?
Yes.
And that attracted it, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
And generating that disempowerment.
Right, constantly.
And that reaction, which is disempowering. And As I have expressed previously, all that you do is interconnected. Right. Therefore, it matters not whether it is a skunk or whether it is some other situation that seems to be entirely unrelated. If the action of reacting is being engaged frequently or consistently or constantly, you will draw to yourself many different types of situations to react to.
Right, which they do constantly. And I also get the feeling that this has me on the path of fixing my eyes, too.
And what is your assessment?
That by remaining calm and centered and not reacting and relaxing, that's the path to fixing my eyes.
Well done.
So this is, because I guess I thought that this was to be a constant reminder to me to relax, but there's also a component of reminding me of balance.
Yes. And once you become automatic in the balance and in the calm, it's not necessary for a reminder.
Right. And the relaxation follows naturally anyways.
Correct.
Okay. And then the other piece of it was, I get a feeling that I don't even need to go to the extremes of disclaiming the inheritance to keep it, that I can just do what I want to with it and follow through with it, and that it would be okay anyways.
I would agree. But this is your choice. Mm-hmm. And remember, in relation to choices, it is not necessarily a matter of what are the better choices. It is a matter of what choices are you most comfortable with.
Right.
That is the most important. Not that one choice is better than another choice. They are not. They are choices.
Mm-hmm.
Not that one choice is more spiritual than another choice.
Mm-hmm.
Or not necessarily that one choice is more effective than another choice. The most effective choice is the choice that you are the most comfortable with.
Well, and if I had to answer that question today, I would say that I'm probably still most comfortable with disclaiming it and going about that way, but not to say that by the time I follow through with this,
correct,
I may be more comfortable in the other direction and just not worrying about it.
Correct. And that is significant also, that you are expanding and allowing yourself to be aware that any choice is not absolute.
Right.
And that any choice can be changed. And that they very often do change. That in one moment, one particular choice may be the most comfortable. And that is to be acknowledged. That is not to say that that choice is permanent.
Right.
Or everlasting, that any choice can change.
And that's what I feel like, the direction of the choice I want to make is moving. I can like feel it moving from what I thought what I was going to do to moving in the
And it is significant that you are allowing, and in that allowing it to move naturally and not pushing.
Mm-hmm. And not feel like I have to do something now.
Correct.
Because that's, I think that's another big thing with me, is that I felt like I had to do everything right now.
Yes.
And that created a lot of the tension.
Which is the expression of impatience.
Yes. And I think I felt that I needed the tension to create things.
I am understanding. Now, this is a point that moves very much in conjunction with what we have been discussing in this conversation in relation to reaction and anger. That previously you have confused that with the idea of being motivating.
Right, the tension.
That if you expressed anger, or if you expressed anger in relation to reacting, that it would serve to be motivating to you, which has been a misconception. That is not the aspect that has been motivating to you. Irritation, many times, has been motivating to you, for it does motivate you to empower yourself. The anger and the reaction do not. Therefore, what has occurred previously in your experiences is that you have generated a mixture. You have generated a mixture of irritation and disagreement, but have moved that more into an extreme of anger and reaction. Now, which creates different resulting expressions, in a manner of speaking. In some capacity, it empowers you to generate choices and to move and to inspire yourself, but in other capacities, it generates stop points for you. Or it generates disappointment points for you. And they all move together in very short time frameworks. Therefore, they become confused with removing the anger and the reaction. You will also remove the disappointment and the stop points, but allow yourself to continue in the motivation and inspiration and empowerment directions.
And that naturally decreases the tension?
Yes. It is very affecting of that. For reaction and anger increase tension. They reinforce it. And they generate an expression in which it is easy to hold to that tension.
Right, which I did.
For it is continuously being reinforced.
Right.
Whereas, without these two aspects, it creates much more ease in not generating the tension, or to let go of that quickly. Indifference to anger, irritation naturally dissipates relatively quickly.
Okay.
Anger is an expression that you can hold to for considerable time frameworks. It does require considerable energy,
mm-hmm.
but it is also an expression that you can continue and reinforce. Irritation, for it does include that aspect of empowerment, dissipates relatively quickly. Therefore, in your terms, is relatively short-lived. It does not naturally continue. Irritation occurs, generally speaking, in your terms, in relatively short bursts, in which you generate a burst of the irritation, which is the immediate burst of disagreement. But as it does include that aspect of empowerment, it dissipates very quickly. And although you may continue to feel agitated, that is actually a residual excitement from that initial burst. It is a burst of energy which creates a comet tail, in a manner of speaking, which is that residual agitation, which in actuality is a form of excitement. It is not an excitement that you generate in a surprise of a gift, but it is a form of excitement. Your body consciousness is accelerated, and it is expressing that accelerated energy, and it is releasing it in the comet tail. But the actual irritation is dissipated quite quickly.
That's cool. But I wanted to talk a little bit about working at Fast Friends and creating the position there and joining the networking group where I can tie that into my pet food, which I believe will allow my pet food side to grow as well. Is that a strong potential?
Yes.
Okay. So I was on the right track with that.
Yes, I would agree.
Okay.
And how are you proceeding in this direction?
Quite well, I think. I had a great meeting today, and it was, you know, I'd gotten away from the networking, but I like the idea of coming back into it to make some more contacts up here, feel more at home up here, and be able to network on the side of something that I really believe in, and, you know, seeing the excitement of the people with the different facets of it, too. So I think it's a very good fit, and I think it's very, you know, beneficial in a lot of ways, but I think it will allow me to continue to do what I love doing and grow the position there, too.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And are you enjoying yourself?
I am enjoying myself. I am enjoying myself and reminding myself that I am doing what I want to be doing, and that I can give myself permission to keep doing that. And still, you know, claiming the money and getting used to knowing that it is mine and I can do what I want. And I believe I've made progress in that area.
I quite definitely agree. And I express tremendous acknowledgement to you.
Thank you. So I guess, you know, one question, is there anything else on the pet food side, is there anything else to be aware of, or
in what capacity?
Growing, you know, working with Shannon and Amy down in Virginia to grow that side, and Curtis, to grow that business more. And I've been trying not to, I've been encouraging of them, but not getting in their way to thwart any progress that they're making. Because I do know that I, another place that I could easily react with them not doing enough in my perspective, or, you know, not doing it good enough or more, or, so that's been...
Or in the manner that you would.
Exactly. So I believe I've been doing well in that area.
I would agree. That would be very encouraging. And I would express that it is significant for you to inspire yourself and explore avenues of your interest and explore what you want to expand and share that without pushing.
Which I do have a handle on how to do that, so keep moving in that direction.
Yes, I would agree. Okay. And you are becoming more and more familiar with this.
And adept.
Yes, I would also agree. You are correct. Okay. And in that, allow yourself to follow your inspirations. And that allows you to naturally expand. And in sharing, remember not to include the expectations.
Okay.
Remember that you can share and the other individuals can accept what aspects of what you are sharing as they will. And that it is not for you to generate the expectation of them, as you are already aware. And acknowledge yourself. You are accomplishing quite well.
Thank you. I will. And the, I've just been kind of playing around with finding my birth parents, and I came upon a senator that was in D.C. in the 60s, Alan Ellender, and I was wondering if I was on the right track with that line of possibility of birth parents.
A productive direction, yes.
Okay. And my microwave's been coming on and spinning. No time, but it comes on. So I was, I believe that my dad's still saying, you know, not to worry that he's still there.
Yeah. Okay.
And the white rose that seemed to last and last and last forever. I thought that that was your energy.
Congratulations. You noticed.
I did notice. Well, that was pretty cool because it kept going and going. And
encouragement.
Thank you. That was a great encouragement. And let's see. I went for another blood test. I wasn't feeling quite right. And at the same time, I was working more hours at Fast Friends, but more on the kennel side. And I thought that I created that to tell myself that I don't need to go back to working like that every day in that manner of, you know, cleaning and everything, and more of the thought of work hard to earn a living. I don't, as a reminder that I don't need to do that anymore. I've done that. I can enjoy what I've created now and do it more in the way that I want to do it.
Yes, I would agree.
Okay.
And in some situations, you may actually discover yourself engaging some physical actions or some expenditure of energy, but that you want to and that you will not actually perceive as work.
Right, because I felt myself moving in the direction of I should be getting as many hours as I can and I should be working hard to earn the money, which was moving me away from what I'm wanting to create now and enjoying what I'm creating now.
Correct. Okay. That I am acknowledging of you.
Okay.
That is a significant change.
Yes, it is.
And I would acknowledge the recognition of the difficulty in generating that change, but I would also express an acknowledgement that you are being quite successful.
Thank you. So that was, I thought that was an interesting creation to get that message across to me.
I would agree.
And we have a few minutes left. Anything else that we haven't touched upon that I should be aware of? I mean, you've given me a lot of information today. But does my mom know she's dead yet?
No.
No?
So. She has not generated that memory yet, but is creating objective imagery differently.
Mm-hmm.
Than physical focus, or when she was participating within physical focus, more comfortably, less shrouded, less secretive.
So, like, in what she's experiencing now, is she reaching out to me? You mean in that type of a manner?
Not necessarily your terms of reaching out, but engaging.
With me?
Yes.
Interesting.
In a very different capacity. More comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And in this, no, she does not perceive that she has engaged death yet.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, it is merely a situation of perceiving that she has generated a new direction that is much more comfortable and pleasing.
So when she finally figures it out, would it be like a moment where she's like, oh, damn, I should have done that while I was alive?
Not necessarily. Regret does not necessarily accompany this process.
Right. But in that, like, realization, is there like a realization where she could have done something completely different?
Yes, but not in the manner of your realizations within physical focus, where there is also a realization of all of the other probable selves
mm-hmm.
that are doing
mm-hmm.
right. whatever she did not choose.
Right.
Therefore, the reason also that there is not the component of regret.
Right. And Google, Sassy's trying to play with Google, and Google, is he still adjusting to her? Or is there something else going on there?
There is partial adjustment. And I would express that it is partially personality.
Mm-hmm.
That he is more sedentary.
Yes, he is.
Not that he does nothing care bright and playful mind.
Right.
But that in actual physical expression of energy and physical playfulness, he does not express as much interest or as much inclination to engage the energy.
Right. So I was thinking, I wanted to put up a fence like a playpen in the front yard so I could let them loose in there and, you know, they could explore. And I created that being a lot more of an investment than I had imagined. Did I do that because it wouldn't, it's not going to fulfill the expectation that I have of it, that it won't, that I don't need to do that, or that it won't, you know, that they won't play inside of it like I'm imagining, so I created the increased investment to not do it?
For the most part, yes.
Okay.
You are generating an idea of playing,
right. But
the actual situation is that one of the players is not as interested in playing.
Right, okay. Well, I guess my other thought for it was that I may be able to bring, you know, another dog home for a visit and they could play, and but again, don't necessarily need to create that to still be able to create that.
Yes. You are correct.
Okay. Okay. And then I'm working on creating a larger car to hold both dogs more comfortably. And nothing's come up yet, but I just put that out there that Mark will find the car that's right and just allow that to come. Instead of trying to push it and create something on the behalf.
I would agree.
So that's good.
And that is an accomplishment also.
Yes, it is.
I would express a tremendous acknowledgement in your not pushing.
Yeah, thank you. And I've really been spending time on letting what I want to come to the forefront. And, you know, allowing things that I think I want to, you know, kind of grow and let the ones that I really want come to the forefront. Instead of trying to push everything into being right then. Which is way, way different. Because it's hard for me not to want something right now.
I would agree.
But it's interesting watching it grow.
Yes.
And then coming to the decision that, yes, I really want this.
And watching your own evolution.
Right. Yes.
And your own expansion.
Right.
Which is an aspect of stepping through that threshold.
Oh, good.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And the buzzer tells us the end of our time, so thank you very much.
You are very welcome, my friend.
Thank you.
We shall be anticipating our next meeting. And as always, I shall be offering my energy to you in great encouragement.
Thank you.
In dear friendship and in great lovingness to you, my friend. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Shut up.
Beep-a-de-beep.
Shut up. Shut up.